You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Wednesday the 10th of May 2023 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. Well, I'll just start by reminding people that the sentencing for the incitement to hate charges is on Monday. We have enough pre-recorded content to keep the stream going for next week, and there will be podcasts that are published each day. If I'm unable to continue working on the project, the website will stay up and Grandpa Dan and Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson will continue to publish their podcasts at radioalbion.com. And there will also be a page up directing people to where they will be able to find Patriotic Weekly Review on Odyssey, where they will be able to find the Patriotic Alternative streams on Odyssey, and also where people will be able to find the Welsh Nationalist stream again on Odyssey. So the website will continue, podcasts will still continue to be published, but if I am unable to continue working on the project, the live stream will stop, the radio stream during the day gets repeated every 6 hours, that will stop, and certain of the podcasts will only be available on Odyssey. But Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson and Grandpa Dan will both continue to still publish their work at radioalbion.com. Well, today I would like to have a look at what is happening in Germany with regards to mass migration, because we often say every white country is facing the same demographic issues. Essentially, our own demographic is getting smaller every year as we produce less and less children, and the demographic of people that are not of European ancestry increases year by year, mainly due to mass migration and also due to the increased birth rates. And this is not just happening in Britain, it's also happening in America, Australia. America has a big problem at the moment with migration from South America. They've got people pouring in over the border. We know we've got problems over here in Britain, particularly with illegal immigration. That particularly gets highlighted by the press, but it's dwarfed really by legal migration. When you think 1 million visas were handed out last year, 1 million visas, family visas, that is, as well, over 1 million, which means that it could be 2, 3, 4 million people that actually came in. And it's only 40,000 people that came in illegally. And yet even the people that come in illegally are being put up in hotels and are costing a huge amount to the people. It all comes out of the what the taxpayers pay in. And the same thing is happening in Germany. It's happening all over Europe. The only countries which it is not happening to are the former Soviet countries, such as Poland, Bulgaria, Hungary. Countries like that are managing to prevent the wholesale demographic replacement of their people. But the countries in the West just seem to be encouraging this. And of course, the argument is that, well, we need this to happen because we have this low birth rate amongst people of European ancestry, and we need these other people to come in so that they can keep the economy going. But the problem is, they don't keep the economy going. They actually become a drain on the economy, and a lot of the wealth that they may create ends up being diverted to their people that live in other countries. So it doesn't stay within the country. It gets sent back to their extended family back in the country that they live in. So today we're going to mainly look at the financial cost to all of this. The federal government has underestimated the financial pressure mass migration has put on authorities, German state officials have claimed. So they're not just talking about the illegal migration here, putting people up in hotels, but the cost of the legal migration. You've got a huge increase of people that need school places, that need places at the hospitals, that need housing, that a lot of them are relying upon benefits to pay for the housing. I mean, particularly the illegal immigrants that get put up in the hotels. They're in a hotel for 6 months, a year, 18 months, and then they go on from being in the hotel to being put up in social housing. And they either get given a council house or they get put in private rented accommodation, and the government pays the rent on that. And it's the same thing that's happening in Germany. Local authorities throughout Germany have lashed out at the federal government over its pro-mass migration policy, saying that ministers have vastly underestimated the serious financial strain that arrivals are having on individual states. Of course, over here in Britain, it's the Home Office that is actually paying for the illegal immigration. They're the ones that are paying for the hotels, but it looks like what's happening in Germany is that the individual states are being expected to pay for this. Germany is currently experiencing its worst mass migration crisis since 2016, with the combination of Ukrainian refugees and illegal border crossers reportedly pushing infrastructure in many states to its limits. And of course, now we have these problems in Sudan, so we're going to also have refugees coming over here from Sudan. We'll probably have people claiming to be from Sudan, because we do know that Sudan is currently having a warfare problem. And this is one of the problems when people do come into these countries or our countries in Europe, they throw away their documents. We don't know who they are. And if they know that there is public sympathy for one particular country, it may be Syria, maybe Ukraine, maybe Sudan, they will then say that that is the country that they come from. And in actual fact, we don't know who these people are because they've thrown their documents away. According to a report by Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung, state authorities are now demanding the government hand over more funds to help them deal with the migrant surge, with officials calling for a system of financial aid similar to what was in place during the 2016 migrant crisis to be implemented. So this really just does show us that the migrants, when they come over, they don't actually create wealth for the economy. They end up taking wealth from the economy. And of course, this is the reason why people say, well, this is being deliberately done. This is actually costing the country to replace the people that are already within the country. It doesn't make sense. We're being told that this is for because it helps the economy, because we need these people to bring wealth into the system, because we're not producing enough ourselves. But the fact of the matter is, they can't be producing wealth for the system if all of these states in Germany are calling out for financial aid to actually help with this. Olaf Scholz's left-wing coalition has dismissed such calls, insisting that lump sums of just over $3 billion for each state should suffice for the purpose of dealing with migrant arrivals. $3 billion for each state. That's how much it's costing for these people to come into the country. How can they say that they are an economic benefit when each state is being given $3 billion and that's not enough? That's not enough to pay for them. I mean, I don't know how many states there are in Germany, probably 10. So you're talking $30 billion that is being spent on dealing with these migrant arrivals that we're being told are of benefit to the country. The basic problem is that this federal government has said goodbye to the proven system of financing that applied until 2021. Henrik Wüst, the Prime Minister of North Rhine-Westphalia, explained. So Germany was actually paying out this money, this huge amount of money every year for these migrants. Not just happening now, but they were doing it all the way up until 2021. I mean, it must have been more money than $3 billion, because that's what they're doing now. Now they're saying, well, we'll give $3 billion to each state and that's it. Whereas before they were saying, well, we will pay for whatever number of them there are that comes in. And that's effectively what Britain is doing. The Home Office is paying for it all rather than expecting the individual states to pay. But even if it's the Home Office that's paying, even if it's the central government that is paying, that still then has to come out of tax from the people that pay into it. So whether it's the individual state that pays for it or the individual county within Britain, or whether it's the federal government in Germany or whether it's the Home Office in Britain, everybody is still going to have to pay for this. It's not increasing the wealth of the country. It's decreasing the wealth of the country. This former system did justice to the situation because it was based on the actual access numbers, he said. The calls for help from cities and communities are now being dismissed from Berlin. So Berlin is trying to actually save money here, but it's not going to save money. And you can see that they had the system in Germany before 2021, the same system that we actually have in Britain, which was based on the numbers. Perhaps this is what they're going to end up doing in Britain. They'll end up saying, well, the councils have to pay for this. And then the people's council tax will go up to pay for the migrants. This surge of migrant arrivals is not only causing problems for state purse strings, however, with many small towns and villages falling into open revolt after authorities opened up migrant reception centres in their area. And that's the same thing that we see happening in Ireland and within Britain. We see small towns that are being told that their population is going to double in size. And of course, they haven't got the facilities to cope with that. They haven't got enough space at the medical centre. They don't have enough space within the schools. And that's before you take into account the fact that all of these people that come there are young male migrants. They're not women and children. They're young male migrants of military age, which is the age when people are most likely to engage in criminal behaviour. So you've got people that are of the age most likely to engage in criminal behaviour coming into the country with completely different culture to our own, different cultural expectations. And a lot of the problems that we see happening with this is harassment of young schoolgirls because they have a different age of consent in the countries that these people are coming over from. So they think that when they see these young schoolgirls, they think, well, they're not married yet. Perhaps they might want to marry me. And then they will harass them. And in the worst instances of this, we end up with sexual assaults and rapes carrying on. And these are the sort of problems that occur in these small towns and villages. So they don't want to have these people from another culture, these young males, being put up in a hotel. So quite rightly, they want to protest against this. And again, this is a separate issue to the one where we can't actually afford to pay for this, but you're just also causing immediate problems for the people within that area that these migrants are being moved to. Things are so bad that some in the country are worried that continued migrant arrivals will spark serious unrest in the country, with the head of Germany's Federal Police Union, Heiko Tegatz, describing the crisis as putting the public at risk. And I think the police have said the same over here in Britain. They've said that there is a risk of terrorism. We don't know these people that have come in. We know that some of them are actually wanted terrorists anyway. But because the information comes from intelligence agencies from abroad, we can't actually do anything about it. And one of the problems with not being able to do anything about it is because if we did do something about it, it would put the intelligence network that we have, it would put them at risk, because it would mean identifying the people where this information was coming from. The head of the Federal Police Union, Heiko Tegatz, he said, no border protection, no upper limit, no money for municipalities. This is a dangerous cocktail that is changing the mood in the country and offers international crime an El Dorado in Germany. And this is fairly similar to what that conservative politician said the other day at that think tank meeting, when he said that what's happening here is it's abusing the charity of the British people. It's cannibalising their charity, I think was the terminology that he was using, and saying that it's changing people's natural charitable character because it's being abused by all these people that are coming in and that are being put up in hotels. And I dare say you've got the same thing happening in Germany. They're probably being put up in hotels. Meanwhile, the populist Alternative for Germany has surged in the polls, recently overtaking the ruling Green Party to become the third most popular party in the country. And I think they've gone up from about 10% to 15%, which is good. I mean, of course, we had these high hopes for the AfD that they were going to actually get into power a couple of years back, but they lost their popularity. I forget what the reason for that was. Similar to the Freedom Party in Austria, they were really getting somewhere, and they lost their popularity as well for a while. But it's good to see that the Alternative for Germany are increasing in the polls. But what we can see here is that the same problems are happening in Germany that are happening to Britain. The government's refusal to deal with the ongoing migrant crisis is a dangerous cocktail that now threatens Germany, the head of the police union warned. Heiko Tagatz, the head of Germany's federal police union, expressed outrage at the government's refusal to clamp down on mass migration into the country, saying that the combination of open borders policies and mass migration poses a significant threat to the nation. So it's the mass migration that is the problem. I don't know if people are listening to Mark Lett when he was on the Domino Effect yesterday, and he was saying to them, the issue isn't migration, it's mass migration. I mean, it's not a problem to have a small amount of migration into a country, particularly not if people are encouraged to identify with their ethnicity and they're not encouraged to interbreed with people that are not of their ethnicity. Then it's not a problem when you have a small amount of migration and people that are needed for jobs. It's when you have mass migration and when you have a large group of people that are coming over from one particular ethnic group, there are going to be criminals amongst that group, which are going to cause problems. If you just have a small amount of migration and it's just for work purposes, it's very unlikely that you're going to get these criminal types that come over and cause these problems. And then the people that are coming are going to contribute to the economy. But they're not contributing to the economy if they're coming over claiming that, they're fleeing from war when they're not fleeing from war. Or if they're coming over on a family visa, and they're just capable of doing manual labour, because then they just end up competing with the indigenous people for work rather than improving the economy. This all comes as mass migration in the country once again rises to near record highs, with over 200,000 first-time applicants claiming asylum in the European nation in 2022 alone. And I'm not sure whether the people claiming asylum are just the ones that come into the country illegally in Britain. I'm not sure of the number of asylum claimants, but we do know that at least 40,000 people have applied for asylum that came into the country illegally. So they got five times the problem going on in Germany at the moment. This rise now only appears to be continuing, with Bild reporting that nearly 55,000 asylum applications were made within the first 2 months of 2023, an 85% rise on this time last year. So this is what we see happening. We just see a continual rise in illegal immigration, a continual rise in asylum claims. In Britain, it is doubling every year. And what we see here is that it's pretty much doubled over here in the first 2 months of 2023 in Germany. Authorities, however, appear to largely be ignoring the issue. However, with Antifa-linked Interior Minister Nancy Faeser saying in a recent issue that there will be no cap on migrants coming to the country, and that she will not even provide further economic support to areas of the country that are struggling with the influx. And we have the same problem here in Britain. There's no cap on the number of migrants coming into the country. We were told that we were going to have this points-based system that was going to be similar to Australia. This was trumpeted that this was going to be a great thing. Well, yes, they brought in this points-based system, but then they didn't bring in a cap on the numbers that could come in. So long as people had enough of these points, they could keep coming into the country. And that's before you look at the illegal immigration. You've got this huge number of people coming in legally, because there's no cap. And you've got the same situation over here in Germany. You've got no limit to the numbers coming in. It is scandalous to hear such statements from a federal minister of the interior whose primary political task is to protect people in Germany from dangers and crimes, Tagatz said. accusing the minister of being out of touch with the situation on the ground. And again, this is interesting because it's the leader of a union that is saying this. And normally these unions are part of the extreme left wing. Here we have the head of the police union that is essentially complaining about mass migration. The union leader went on to say that anyone who publicly opposes the protection of our borders and thus the fight against illegal migration ultimately ignores the associated dangers to public security. And that's effectively saying, or what he's saying here is that this interior minister is ignoring the threat to public security that having no checks and mass migration at the border is causing. No border protection, no upper limit, no money for the municipalities. This is a dangerous cocktail that is changing the mood in the country and offers international crime and El Dorado in Germany. We talk about these rapes that go on. We talk about the sexual abuse. We talk about terrorism. But there's also the problem with drugs, isn't there? And there's also this movement of gangsters between one country and another that goes on in Germany. A lot of the gangsterism that goes on in Britain now is being carried out by Albanians. And of course, they came into the country whilst claiming asylum. So I guess they've got a similar problem over here in Germany. If he's talking about international crime and gangsterism that's being facilitated by this mass migration movement, the police union leader's warning that government authorities are putting Germany in danger with limitless mass migration coincides with the recent release of migrant crime statistics, originating from government data obtained by an opposition MP within the German parliament. The statistics reveal that thousands of German citizens have suffered at the hands of foreign migrants. And this is the point that we always say as nationalists, these crimes would never have taken place if it wasn't for the government's immigration policy. If the people that carried out the crime were not in the country in the first place, they wouldn't have been able to carry out the crime, would they? And if you had a limit on migration and you just had people that were required to fill job places, you wouldn't get the criminal types coming in anyway. But because we have this unlimited immigration, we have no cap on numbers, we have people that are even breaking into the country that are being allowed to stay there. People that have broken the law in the first place just to get into the country. They're criminals already, let alone the ones that then go on from there to carry out further crimes. In particular, a significant number of sex crimes have been perpetrated against German women by migrant men, with at least 30 dying at the hands of foreigners in the country. And we know that it's a similar problem in Sweden. Something like 85% of the rapes are being carried out by people of foreign extraction. I think the gang rapes, it's something like 100% is being carried out by people of foreign extraction. And of course, they're not able to record the statistics by ethnicity in Sweden, but you can work that out simply by looking at the names of the people that are being prosecuted for this. In 2022 alone, 3,503 German women were victims of immigrants who committed crimes against women's sexual self-determination. Populist Alternative for Germany parliamentarian Stephen Brandner explained. So that's 3,503 German women that would not have been raped if it wasn't for the government's immigration policy, the government's lax immigration policy in Germany. And I dare say we probably have a similar figure in Britain, a certain number of women that would not have been raped if it wasn't for the government's, British government's lax immigration policy. 30 women had to die, he continued, before arguing that effective border control would save many lives. And of course, that also applies to Britain. I mean, I don't know how many people have died at the hands of from people that came into the country. I mean, particularly when you could look at places like London or Bradford. Luton, places that are only sort of 30-40% white British now. I mean, even if the 60% that are of foreign extraction, even if they're responsible for the same amount of crime as their demographic, which would be, say, 60%, that would still mean that 60% of the crimes that were taking place in those areas are only able to take place because of the government's immigration policy. And all the people that end up dying because they've been stabbed, that would not have happened if it wasn't for this policy. So you got the same thing happening in Germany as is happening in Britain. You've got people that are obviously protesting against this. And what we see happening over here in Britain is that the people that protest against it are smeared as being far right, even when they're just local people that are concerned about what's happening to their community. And we have a report here in Germany where physical violence has been used against the protesters. Police are said to have used physical violence against a crowd of demonstrators protesting against a planned migrant centre in Germany. So that the same issue of contention that is happening in Britain. A large demonstration in the German town of Greifswald was met with physical violence by local police after a number of members of the crowd reportedly tried to confront the town's Green Party mayor. And remember, it's the Green Party that are responsible for this unlimited mass migration that's going on in Germany. So these people wanted to confront him about this and say to him, what the hell do you think you're doing? And they were met with physical violence from the police. With around 500 people in attendance, the demo appears to be one of the latest in a trend of a growing protest movement within Western Europe, with Germany, Ireland and the United Kingdom all seeing multiple demonstrations against the open borders policies of leftist administrations in recent weeks. And of course, we're told that the Conservatives are right wing, yet they have this open borders policy and they are the ones that are putting all these illegal immigrants into hotels in rural areas. They've used up all the hotels outside Heathrow, so now they're starting to put them in rural areas. We've seen some brave hoteliers that have not taken the 40 shekels of silver from the Home Office and that have refused to allow this to happen in their area because of their concern for the area. But unfortunately, there's only a very small number that are having loyalty to the area that they're from. And a lot of these hoteliers are taking the money from the government. And then you've got this massive increase in numbers of people that are living in that area. Numbers that come from other countries with different cultures and different ways of doing things, as I earlier pointed out. According to a report by Bild, hundreds of protesters arrived outside a school where a meeting was due to take place between Stefan Fassbinder, Greifswald's Lord Mayor, and local representatives on the topic of moving 500 migrants into state accommodation in the area, which was ultimately narrowly approved. Again, this is something we often see happening in Britain. They'll actually have a talk about this and people will turn up because they want to ask questions to the council, and a lot of the time there isn't even enough room in the hall for the people that want to ask the questions of the councilman. So it seems like that is what was going on here. This is why the people were there. They actually wanted to ask this Green Party representative what he was actually doing, and he was having a meeting there. Yet the police appear to have seen that or identified it as being a protest rather than people exercising their legitimate democratic right to actually hold these people to account. Bild reports local police forces as saying that they met such an attempt with physical violence against demonstrators. So it was the police weren't meeting violence from the protesters with physical violence, but just the fact that the people were there. They responded with physical violence against demonstrators as some within the group attempted to confront Fassbinder as he left the meeting, with at least one person taking part in the protest being hit with a baton by law enforcement. So that seems to be the reason here. They weren't asking him the questions in the meeting. They probably weren't able to actually get in the meeting, so they tried to ask him these questions as he left. Police have now opened a number of criminal investigations into the protest, including into the protest's organisation, which reportedly is in breach of the law, as it was not officially registered with authorities beforehand. But it does appear as if this meeting was registered with authorities, where people could go and ask questions of the councilman. A small counter-demonstration, which was registered with state officials, is also said to have taken place at the school, although it was reportedly outnumbered by more than 10 to 1 by those attending the anti-immigration demo. Yet we're being told all the time that the public's sympathies are with the Antifa and with the people that are calling for more refugees. Yet we see the fact of the matter is they're actually outnumbered 10 to 1. The protest in Greifswald is one of the latest in a long line of demonstrations against migrant centres taking place in Western Europe, with many local populations appearing to have run out of patience for their respective countries' open borders policies. And of course, the fact that it's happening in all these countries, it just shows that there's a central plan behind it. I mean, Britain has left the EU, but it's still signed up to the UN Migration Pact and various other treaties and deals that have been done between the government with people such as the Economic Forum and Davos and all that sort of thing. And they're the ones that are saying, well, we need to have open borders. We need to have mass migration. It forms a part of the Great Reset 2030 policy. So the people that think that we actually have sovereignty and we have control over our borders, it's not as easy as that. Our politicians have all signed up to making it easier for people to migrate, regardless of the problems that causes in these local areas. Mecklenburg, Western Pomerania, the state where Greifswald is located, appears to be somewhat of a hotbed for this kind of protest in Germany, with another major demonstration taking place in the small town of Uppal against the housing of refugees. According to a report by Deutsche Welle, state officials are planning to house 400 migrants in the town of only 1,600 people, prompting a protest of around 700 people earlier this month. So again, we see the same thing happening over here in Germany, as I was pointing out, where over here in Britain now, they're trying to put these migrants into rural areas. And it's the rural areas where you find that these migrants are now going to make up 25 or 30% of the population, as we see here. A large string of demonstrations against mass migration is also taking place in Ireland, with local communities across the island now taking place in regular demonstrations over the government's plans to bring in tens of thousands of migrants this year. And of course, also we know in Ireland, they had this project, I forget what the name of the project was, but they also paid all the newspapers to only print positive stories about the migrants and not report on the crimes that were taking place. And now the Irish people have had enough of this going on, and they're protesting it, the same as in Britain. With Ireland, the country of only 5 million people, already facing a crippling housing shortage, the mostly working class protests have targeted the state's unwillingness to look after Ireland's native homeless, with many also accusing pro-open borders officials of putting women and children in danger by bringing tens of thousands of unvetted male migrants into various areas. So it's happening in Ireland, it's happening in Britain, it's happening in Germany, it's happening all over the Western world. And our governments just claim, well, we need this for the economy. Yet, as we learned at the beginning of this podcast, it's not helping the economy. It's a great big drain on the economy. And it also increases crime in the area. And it all goes back to these government policies, of mass migration, open borders, no caps on migration. It's our government representatives that are to blame for all of this. You cannot blame people from other countries looking over into Europe and saying, well, Europe have got a much higher standard of living than where I am, and it looks like these European governments are welcoming us over there. So they take that invitation and they go. You can't blame people from Africa for trying to come into Europe. The people who are to blame for this are our European representatives, who are no longer putting our interests first. And for whatever reason, they are inviting these people in, and they may say, well, we're not physically inviting them. But the fact of the matter is, they're not turning them away, are they? And the invitation may just be implied, but that invitation is there. So anyway, good on the Germans for protesting this, good on the Irish, and good on the British for continuing to protest against this, because we are having successes. A lot of these hotels are not going to be taking these migrants into them now. And a lot of places have succeeded in preventing them from being put up in military accommodation as well. So these protests, they are succeeding. Hopefully these protests will also succeed in Germany and Ireland. So thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.